Hey, thanks for the lift, soldier.
Well, you're not a soldier yet, but you could be. You know, when I spotted you down at the recruiting table in front of Ammo Nation, I thought that's just the kind of stand-up guy the Army needs to go out there and fight the enemies of the United States. Those thugs and communists who ate all that's good and blessed in this country. Like the freedom for gals to dress like Daisy Duke, or freedom to name your dog after curse words or parts of the human body, or even the freedom to stick the brightly colored ex-Confederate flag born of a defeated seditionist militia representing a failed breakaway republic plastered all over their pickup trucks right there on the rearview window under their shotgun racks and Jesus fish and Motley Crue decals. We're talking basically about people who hate America.
Oh, you're ready for the Army, son. I can tell, and I know of which I speak.
You got that magic combination. Focus, determination, bloodlust, mixed with just the right amount of underemployment and barely passed secondary education.
And just wait till we've got you in olive drab BVDs under camouflage BDUs. Woohoo!
Seems you already got the skill set we need. You got the vehicular appropriation thing down with grand theft. You got a disregard for civilians, contempt for the local laws, and you know your way around a machine gun.
We got medals for people like you.
And you got the mindset. That's the big thing. You got the determination, an unassailable belief in your own moral superiority, and a desire to unleash that moral superiority on the rest of the world. For that set of traits, we'll pay for your college education when you get out. Uncle Sam wants you educated, but, you know, after the fact. We'll put you in a tank in some foreign land and boom, you'll be an A1, somewhat disposable representative of the red, white, and blue. Now, doesn't that just bring a tear to your eye?
So, you ask, what's the Army done lately? Well, that's a fine question. Why, haven't you heard of a little thing called Grenada?
No.
Well, how about Iran-Contra? Sandinistas? Okay, you ever see the movie Stripes? But I digress.
But the Army has changed since when I started. These days, the Army's like one big video game. You just push buttons. Mostly trigger buttons, of course. So, when we're at the arcade, the other recruiters and I usually go after the kids playing shoot-em-up games. Space Invaders, Duck Hunt, Zaxxon. Donkey Kong's okay with the climbing and jumping over barrels. I just don't get why they call him Donkey, do you? But even Pac-Man fits, you know, gobbling up the whole dang planet one little square at a time. Keeping away from Pinky and all that.
I like the way you drive.
Oh, go for it, son! Run that pack of Vice City tourists! Show them the underbelly of this here vehicle! Yahoo! Wow, this city is packed with some prime recruits. From every nation, from every language. People who speak Haitian, speak Cuban. Boy, I tell you, I like those Cuban recruits. They're hungry for a little Fidel burger, or Fidel tacos, as the case may be. Some of these guys rafted here. You do much rafting?
Very relaxing.
Are you a hearing me? All I see is you looking out the window, a little distracted. Well, sir, you might think you have it made with these ladies in Vice City, but in the Army, it's like going to the International Food Court. It's like Miss Universe, except the judges are sometimes left with a periodic rash requiring twice daily ointment, if you get my meaning. And if you really think hard about it, really think about it, you'll see that that's exactly what the Army is. We're like twice daily ointment, fighting out the spreading rash caused by the world that's having one night stands with communism and totalitarianism. We might sting at first, but boy, are we one dollop of cold, creamy healing spread.
So what do you say? Are you in or are you out? 'Cause you can play at being tough in Vice City, but in the Army, you get to be the man.